There's a lot of money being made across the country from the legalization of marijuana. While at the federal level, weed is still illegal, nearly 20 states allow the use of medical marijuana, and the District of Columbia and 11 states have legalized the recreational use. Illinois is one of those states. The new law will go into effect in January. It's expected to eventually bring in anywhere between $500 million and $700 million a year. States are always looking for new revenue sources, which leads to the question, is Wisconsin missing out by not legalizing marijuana? WUWM's Latoya Dennis has more.
$168 million a year. That's the amount of additional money that the state of Wisconsin could bring in if it legalized marijuana, according to Democratic Representative Melissa Sargent. But Sargent says instead, Wisconsin is in danger of being left behind. Michigan and Illinois have already legalized the recreational use of weed, and in Minnesota, it's legal for medical reasons.
Distributors, manufacturers, et cetera, will be building shops in these other states. So we'll be hiring people in those communities to work to fill these jobs. And once they're up and running, if they are close to the border, based on experience in other industries, we will see that that will have an impact on our ability to create those jobs here in Wisconsin, which has a negative impact on the economic stimulus that we could be seeing.
There is no really good way to project the amount of money legalizing marijuana could bring in. A lot of states base their projections on what has occurred in other similar-sized places. For Wisconsin, Colorado is one of those similar-sized states. Sargent says what cannot be accounted for is the amount of money that would also come from decriminalizing weed.
People not entering into the criminal justice system for non-violent offenses that are currently outlawed because of the prohibition but would not be outlawed anymore.
But what exactly are states doing with all of this money?
Most states direct some portion of the revenue from legalized recreational marijuana to the general fund and various programs like education and healthcare.
That's Alexandria Zhang. She's a researcher with the Pew Charitable Trust. Back in August, it released a study entitled Forecasts Hazy for State Marijuana Revenue. It looks at how price and demand in the black market make it difficult for states to accurately project the amount of money that may come in.
The highest uncertainty has been in that first year, of course, since markets just begin to ramp up in that first year. We saw that Its actual revenue collections were 40% higher than its forecast, whereas California's revenue collections in the first 6 months were 45% below its forecast.
Colorado and Washington were the first two states to legalize marijuana in 2012. And Zhang says they're still trying to wrap their hands around an accurate forecast. She says states that legalize marijuana based upon the amount of money it could bring in is dangerous, especially if their plan is to use it to fill budget holes. Zhang's suggestion?
Think about budgeting that revenue for one-time expenses or savings rather than ongoing spending.
When it comes to revenue growth, Zhang says it often spikes in the first year because it's a new market, but tends to slow significantly after that. Zhang says Nevada, Colorado, and California are good examples of how to use the money. In Nevada, the money goes into the state's rainy day fund. Last year, it brought in nearly $70 million. In Colorado and California, the money is not budgeted until after it is collected. In 2018, Colorado brought in $266 million from marijuana, while California saw an additional $345 million. Right now, there are no plans to move forward with medical or recreational marijuana legalization in Wisconsin. Bills have been put forth, but GOP leadership is at odds. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.